USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A busy day of campaigning for President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, the former vice president spending time in Atlanta, Georgia.
I believe when you use your power, the power to vote will change the course of this country. Right here in Georgia with all of you. These are the final days, so keep that sense of empowerment with you, that sense of optimism, what we can do, what we can overcome, what we will overcome.
President Trump with campaign stops scheduled in Wisconsin, Nebraska, and Lansing, Michigan.
Biden was a cheerleader for NAFTA. You got killed by that. A catastrophe for the auto industry and for your state. Following NAFTA, one-third of the auto jobs left, and they went to Mexico and Canada.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Can you believe after all the recent violent protests, looting, and destruction, some communities are considering either defunding or abolishing the police? If you agree that now is the time when police protection is needed most, then it's time we stand up and support your local police and the communities they serve. Call 800-JBS-USA-1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet. That's 800-JBS-USA-1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet today.
It's day one on the job for the newest member of the Supreme Court. Justice Amy Coney Barrett began her duties after being administered the judicial oath by Chief Justice John Roberts. Barrett joining the court means it once again has nine justices. Pennsylvania Republicans want a second Supreme Court ruling on the state's mail-in ballot deadline. Pennsylvania was granted an extra 3 days to count mail-in ballots after the election, despite Republican objections. That's only because of a tie decision on the Supreme Court, leaving in place the lower court ruling that allowed the extension. The most recent polls show President Trump with a slim 1% lead in Pennsylvania. Centre County, Pennsylvania Board of Commissioner Michael Pite believes the loser in Pennsylvania will be filing a lawsuit.
I think, unfortunately, regardless of who wins either side, I think the other one likely will challenge it again in court. I think that's unfortunate. That's what's keeping me up.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as the election is a week away, President Trump will be crisscrossing the United States, hoping to drum up support among voters. The president will be in Wisconsin today, a state he won in 2016. Caitlin Singleton is a Wisconsin undecided voter who's leaning towards voting for President Trump.
I've always voted Democrat, so to be considering and leaning towards Trump right now is a very drastic change. So I am still just researching every policy that will affect my family and I, and I have a feeling I will be voting on Election Day and I'll miss the early voting in Wisconsin by the time I make up my mind.
Singleton continues on Fox News saying she's getting a lot of pressure from both Biden supporters and Trump supporters.
And I've gotten a lot of hateful messages from different people. I mean, friends, family. Mm-hmm. My family is very divided. There's left and then there's right. And so some have been so supportive. Mm-hmm. And I think their minds have been kind of blown.
Workers from the State Department of Agriculture in Washington managed to destroy the first nest of murder hornets discovered in the United States without suffering any stings or other injuries. The nest, located in Washington near the Canadian border, created concern because the Asian giant hornets are large and their sting can be lethal, especially if a person is stung numerous times. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.